Following recent Ghana Integrity Initiative report, which suggests that the media is among the most corrupt institutions in the country, a lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong-Manson, has suggested ways in which corruption can be reduced to the barest minimum. He said media houses must be well-resourced to discharge their duties independently. He said the GJA must also endeavor to put mechanisms in place to punish those who are found culpable in indulging in corrupt activities. Mr. Frimpong-Manson made his comments on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News.
The critical role that the media can play in terms of curbing the corruption is also to also talk about corruption in other sectors so much so that we see the dimensions that corruption is actually engulfing all other institutions. But to really get the list, I mean, where the media is placed, that is where my concern is. The kind of ranking that the media is placed, that is where my concern is. So what critical issues were factored in the calculation? And if these things are really things that we have to talk about, then let us also look at it in terms of the commonality of corruption in all sectors. So that we see that the media is corrupt in that direction with that ranking. That is my concern, because the big corruption are elsewhere, which people are not talking about. If you are talking about even the media, then what do we do also to also help ourselves? Indeed, if the media is a gatekeeper, the media is to give publicity to all issues, the media is to entertain the public and all other sectors, then we have to do our homework. What do we do to actually ameliorate the situation if you are not able to even control it totally? And I think the big issue is what conditions prevail in the media houses. Said that media practitioners will be cut off from this kind of quagmire. And I think all said and done, we should do our homework. Let's see how best we can resource the media houses, both private and public, so that good remuneration, good conditions of service can be provided, so that even at all, if it is the issue of corruption in the media, at least as gatekeepers, they will be in a way of controlling it better, so that they can also release those who are really in the sector, so that people know the quantum of.
A lecturer at GIG, Stephen Frimpong-Manson.